Hello and welcome to the Follow Me and Die podcast. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton. And today, episode 15. The topic, there is more than one way to run a role-playing game. I was thinking about all the hubbub people always seem to have over Critical Role and Matthew Mercer as the dungeon master and so many people thinking that the only way to do it is the way Matt Mercer does it because that's the only way they've ever seen it done. And in response to a tweet of another dungeon master dealing with players obviously frustrated that she wasn't doing it the way Matt Mercer does. And here's the tweet. Dear Dungeon Masters, if a player ever gives you crap for not being enough like Matt Mercer, you have every right to give them crap for not role-playing as well as any of the Critical Role players. I love that. Matt's a great DM, but you are the best DM for your game. That's a good one. If you can't role-play like the people on Critical Role, why are you a player at my table? Anyway, so Matt Mercer retweeted that and responded, this, 100%. Every table is its own magical mix of talents. I've said it before, but many DMs out there have some skills, leaps and bounds above mine. You are the best DM for your table, and your players share in the responsibility of elevating the game to their liking. Now, it's kind of spooky because I was, as I said, thinking about responding to the whole Critical Role is the best and the only way to do it. And to see this was spot on to what my thinking was earlier today. And it boils down to this. The way Matt Mercer runs the table at Critical Role is one way to do it. And there's lots of game masters that run live play games, and they all do it a bit different. None of them is identical. And I'm sure if Matt Mercer wasn't running for presentation online, and he had totally different players in a totally different location, he would modify the way he runs the game to suit the new variables. That is, no new group and location will work out exactly the same. In my experience, I have run the same scenario for multiple groups, and no two groups of players reacts to the same things in the scenario in the same way, and they never solve the problem with the same process. Every role-playing game table is different. If you change one person, the location, even the table itself, and it's different. I think that's why we should play with other game masters and players. Game masters should play and run different games, that is, different rules, not just Dungeons and Dragons, not just fantasy. Run Gamma World, science fiction, whatever, Western. That is, different rules, with different players. And until you've tried different rules and different groups with different players and different game masters, you're being naive if you say so-and-so is the only way to run a game. So we need to cure our ignorance and play more games. I get better as a game master by having a more varied experience of who I play with, where I play, what games I run. And I get ideas from the way other game masters run their tables. I've picked up so many helpful little tricks. I'm like, oh, I never thought of that. Oh, that's a good way to handle that. Lots of little things like that you can only pick up by seeing how other game masters run their table. A game master should always be honing their craft of running a game. And the only way to do that is to be a player in more games and to be a game master of more games. And not just the same players. If you're with the same players all the time, it's easy. You know all the this, that, and the other. So change it up once in a while. Stretch yourself. If you're not stepping outside your comfort zone, you don't build that muscle, so to speak. So those are my two cents on it. What do the rest of you think? Obviously, we don't all think Matt Mercer is the best game master ever. I've seen a few with Critical Role. I think he runs a fine game from what I've seen briefly. But there are certain things, the way he does it, I wouldn't do it that way. I'd do it different. So there you have it. I'm interested to hear what the rest of you say. Thanks for listening, and game on. And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and other places where my podcast is syndicated. Follow Me and Die is also on YouTube. You can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar that was designed by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To check out more on my thoughts and opinions in the realms of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to multiverse.world by the new TSR. And be on the lookout, because I'll be launching a Patreon soon, so be ready for that announcement.